The information in this skill is provided for informational and educational purposes only. Welcome, and thank you for listening to the SMA Flash Briefings.
Hi, I'm Price Wooldridge. As a rare neuromuscular disorder patient myself, I enjoy reading the flash briefings for spinal muscular atrophy. Here's an article by Marta Figueredo, Ph.D. Zolgensma-Evrysdi combo likely beneficial for SMA type 1. Daily treatment with Evrysdi or risdiplam following the one-time gene therapy Zolgensma or onasemnogene aveparvovec XIOI is generally well tolerated and leads to motor improvements in children with spinal muscular atrophy type 1, according to a case series study. While children were followed for a short time after Evrysdi was initiated and objective motor measures were not systematically used, these preliminary findings suggest that combining Zolgensma with Evrysdi may be a safe and beneficial approach for SMA type 1 patients. Future appropriately controlled studies are needed to determine the most effective combination therapies in SMA, the researchers noted. The case series study, combination therapy with onasemnogene and risdiplam in spinal muscular atrophy type, was published in the journal Muscle and Nerve. Currently, three SMA disease-modifying therapies are available. Biogen Spinraza or nusinersen, given directly into the spinal canal 3 times a year. Novartis Zolgensma, administered through a single in-the-vein injection, and Roche's Evrysdi, taken daily as an oral solution. Spinraza and Evrysdi are approved for all SMA types and most ages in the U.S., Europe, and several other countries, while Zolgensma is available to children up to age 2 in the U.S., Japan, and Canada, and to most SMA types in those weighing up to 21 kilograms, or about 46 pounds, in Europe, which could cover children up to age 5. All three therapies work to restore the levels of SMN, the protein lacking in SMA patients due to mutations in the SMN1 gene, but they do so through different mechanisms. Spinraza and Evrysdi target SMN2, a backup gene that can partially compensate for the loss of SMN1-derived SMN, while Zolgensma uses a harmless virus to deliver a healthy copy of the SMN1 gene to cells. Treatment combination aiming at increasing or sustaining motor function improvements is likely to occur in SMA patients. However, there is limited data on the safety and effectiveness of these combinations, particularly when involving Evrysdi, the most recently approved therapy. Researchers now have reported the effects on combining Zolgensma with Evrysdi in 4 children with SMA type 1, followed at the Wake Forest Baptist Health Pediatric Muscular Dystrophy Association Clinic in North Carolina. The 2 girls and 2 boys, aged 17, 65 months at last assessment, received the single dose of Zolgensma between 3 and 23 months of age and started Evrysdi between the ages of 15 and 58 months. In all cases, Evrysdi was initiated following a perceived plateau in therapeutic benefit, and post-Evrysdi follow-up ranged from 2 to 7 months. 2 children also received Spinraza for some time. The boy was treated with Spinraza for 1.5 years before discontinuing to receive Zolgensma in hopes of increasing gains. 1 girl initiated Biogen's therapy 20 months after Zolgensma and switched to Evrysdi 3 years later due to an apparent stall in her improvements. Following Zolgensma treatment, all children showed increased levels of liver enzymes, a sign of liver dysfunction, while 2 had low platelet counts. Both are well-known and typically easily resolved potential adverse events of the gene therapy due to immune reactions against the viral carrier. The girl and boy who had received Zolgensma and Spinraza previously showed temporary fatigue and mild muscle weakness after Evrysdi initiation, but these resolved on their own within 1 month. The boy also showed a sustained increase in lung secretions, and 3 months after starting the oral therapy, he was hospitalized due to COVID-19 infection, followed shortly by post-viral pneumonia. No adverse events were reported in the other 2 children following Evrysdi initiation. Notably, all children saw subjective and objective improvement within 1 month of starting Evrysdi, the researchers wrote. After Evrysdi, one of the boys showed motor improvements in the upper and lower body and became able to roll and sit without support, while the other gained the ability to push himself in his wheelchair with his legs. One of the girls became able to sit independently and to swallow small amounts of liquids, including her own saliva. 3 children needed ventilatory support for several hours a day, and 2 were able to eat orally, while the others were fed through a feeding tube. Of note, untreated children with type 1 disease are typically unable to sit independently, need ventilatory and feeding support, and do not survive past age 2. These preliminary findings suggest that consecutive treatment with Zolgensma and Evrysdi is tolerated and may be beneficial in children with SMA type 1, the researchers wrote. Among the study's limitations, the researchers noted the small number of patients, the short post-Evrysdi follow-up, and the fact that objective measures of motor function were not systemically used, limiting accurate assessment of improvements with the combination therapy. The researchers wrote, quote, "Further, large prospective trials are needed to determine whether dual therapy is more efficacious than single therapy, and to identify rare adverse events that may occur with the use of combination therapy."
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Forum's moderator, Deanne Runge.
Thanks for joining me. I'm Deanne Runge, SMA News Today content creator. Yay! I get to verify my disability eligibility! I'm saying that with a sarcastic tone, because just when I think I've got this disability thing down, something comes along and knocks the wind out of my sails. Yesterday, with the assistance of my Jayco, I grabbed 2 large envelopes from the mailbox. Across the top, it says Social Security Administration. Great. What could they want? Unfortunately, the Jayco doesn't come with a letter opener attachment, so it took some time to finagle them open. Let's just say it wasn't pretty. Note to self, though, I probably could add a letter opener to the Jayco's utensil holder. Apparently, the SSA is looking to verify my wages to see if I'm still eligible for SSDI. Not just that, they want to go back to 2017. Plus, it says I have 15 days to complete their thick packets, including corroborating paperwork like pay stubs and tax returns. One more perk of having a disability. Again, note the sarcastic tone. Not only is this request emotionally stressful, it's physically taxing as well. Needless to say, my dexterity isn't what it used to be, so filling out those packets is going to be a challenge. They didn't even give me an online option. With that said, I have my doubts I'll accomplish the task by the deadline, especially since organization isn't my strong suit. Eek! It just makes me nervous. I've never been great at knowing the ins and outs of all the programs. My philosophy has been just to live my life and I'll figure it out as I go. Guess I know how I'll be spending my weekend. It confuses me how disability eligibility correlates to earnings. Alright, I get it to a point. What I see though is it suppressing potential. Not only that, it causes undue stress, anxiety, and is yet one more hoop we have to jump through that able-bodied people don't have to be concerned about. Anyway, that's probably a topic for a different day. Have you dealt with the Social Security Administration? Any advice? I'm all ears, so head on over to the forums at smanewstoday.com/forums to let me know your experience. But that's all I have for you today. We'll talk to you again soon. Bye for now.
The information in our flash briefings and podcasts are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. Discover more content that might be of interest to you at www.smanewstoday.com and be sure to follow us on social media and join our SMA News Today forums, a trusted SMA community ready to welcome you anytime.